I'm Jason Lopez for PodTech.net.
And then running down through France, just missing the eastern edge of the Spanish coast, coasting in Algeria, across the Sahara, and then into Nigeria. Aiming to arrive at, we should be arriving at about 6:15 in the morning, hopefully a little bit earlier than that. We'll do our best to make up some time.
This is my first trip to Africa, and I've learned, since planning this trip, that Nigeria isn't a tourist's playground. Just a month ago, Bill Gates had a pretty hard time securing a Nigerian visa. Not only did I have to jump through a few hoops to get my visa, not to mention getting sick from a yellow fever vaccination, but just buying a plane ticket to move around the country and another one to get out was almost impossible. I've read up on Nigeria, and very little has stuck, which is mostly because the political histories of countries are rarely as memorable as real people. And so, flipping through the channels on the TV in the back of the seat in front of me on this flight, I spy some Nigerian movies. Here's one about a woman who hasn't been able to conceive, another about a man needing an operation and effects on his family. But I settle on a comedy. Aswafia in London, at least I think that's how you pronounce his name. It's about a married man, kind of a married with children guy, rural and uncultured, who owes money to everyone. His luck changes one day. His brother dies and leaves him a fortune in London, where he goes to claim it, and you can probably imagine the hijinks that ensue.
The planet Earth.
It's about 2 a.m. now.
A solid mass of land and water, mysteriously afloat in a vast and unknowable universe.
And the cabin lights are shut off.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Lagos International Airport. And for your own safety, you must remain...
The windows fogged up minutes after landing in Lagos. That should signify humidity at 5:40 a.m. Just moments before, from the air, it's as if there was a power outage. Twisting roads and aging buildings were illuminated by the headlights of cars and motorcycles zooming around in the darkness. There are only a few street lamps. Although I fear embarking on cliché descriptions of shabby third-world infrastructure, it's clear that Nigeria is struggling to provide the basics to its 135 million people. But as we disembark from the plane and make our way to the immigration desk, it occurs to me what an architecture expert and friend once said: some of us like to measure a city in terms of what the buildings look like, and some of us gauge it by its people. I'm Jason Lopez for PodTech.net in Lagos, Nigeria.